Gracias. Welcome back to When the Kids Go Down. I'm not very awake. We're doing a day of recording again. My husband was on call for his job this week, so it made it kind of harder to record because my time wasn't really like scheduled. You know what I mean? Like I was just I like he's on call, so I'm on call for the kids because like when he's home, obviously we're both like taking care of them, and so it's kind of like he has one foot out the door, and so we like it's a little harder to navigate. And just about every week when I record, I get like this high of, wow, that was fun. I like to do that. And then I'm like, I can record the next episode because I have a chunk of time. And it just works out, honestly, every single time that I've like published. And then the next day I have like time, but then it's the next day. And obviously, like, I am like, okay, so what the fuck do I do? I have this time, but I don't have like anything ready to go. But it never fails that I randomly get a chunk of time as soon as I finish recording. I'm not very awake right now. I don't know if I've already said that. Sorry if I have, but I'm trying to get, let's just do a weekly report. I do have a lot of bookish things that I want to talk about this week, which is going to be the theme of today. But to jump into the weekly report, are reading. Okay, well, I'm just right into books immediately. I finished. Oh, wait, hold on. Last time we talked, I had finished Normal People, I believe. And I said that I rated it 4 out of 5 stars, mostly because of my frustration with communication. Yes, that's right. I did say that. Okay. So I started watching the series. I believe that I'm on episode 4. Marianne and Connell have like just started college, so I think that's episode 4. I don't know. I was sobbing. Nothing has happened yet. That like, well, I mean, I guess that would like maybe make someone cry, but I was just sobbing from the very first episode because I was watching it alone. My husband had like a migraine, and so he has those. Sorry. And he walked out from taking a nap. He's like feeling better. The kids were asleep, and he like comes out because of his little hibernation migraine. And if you know, you know. Like if you have migraines, you get it, or if you have like live with someone who does. And he walks out of his little blocked out cave for food and some electrolytes. And I'm sitting on the couch, just like tears in my eyes, silent. And I'm like, I can't believe like nothing has like really happened that would make me cry, but here I am, like sitting down crying because I just am. It's like every emotion, like I'm happy and I know the ending and I'm excited. I don't know, and I just cry, okay? I just cry. And so I'm sitting there in the dark crying to TV. And I'm still on that episode because of life being busy and whatever. So, and I don't know, it's hard for me to like watch me, myself, as a parent, as a mother, to like sit down and watch something because, like, most of the time, I mean, it's not PG, you know, so I can't like watch it with my kids around. Typically, if I'm watching TV, like, if it's a show that I've watched, like, for me, with my kids around, then it's YouTube and it's either a podcast or a walking tour on YouTube because that's all I watch. I watch podcasts, I watch walking tours, and then I watch abandoned houses, area tours. Really, honestly, I only watch Proper People, but like as far as like abandoned stuff, there's a word to categorize that, but it's like urban. Oh my God. Urban X. In my head, I was thinking it's like exploration of urban areas. Urban X exploration. Duh. Proper People is my favorite one because they do research and they don't try to like stage anything or make it spooky. And if they are like walking through an abandoned asylum or something that someone has set up to make spooky for photography purposes or a plot, then they like acknowledge that, you know, they're like, oh, this is set up because they'll randomly will be like papers and needles and stuff that just like doesn't make sense for it to be in a certain room. And so they always call it out and they always do the research on these areas. And their own photography prints that they take and their cinematography is just so beautiful. All that to say is that I'm not caught up on Proper People because it's harder for me to watch TV unless it's shorter forms of long form. That makes sense. I pay for a Spotify premium, which means that I get like 15 hours of credit each month to read a book, and I've used it before, but I don't really. I thought I read Pretty Girls on it. Apparently, I bought that one on Audible. I don't remember buying it. I remember reading it, but I really don't remember buying it. But if I only have 15 hours on Spotify, then there's no way, because that is like a 22-hour book or something. I figured out how to check my time to see how much or how many hours I had left and when they would renew, because they're going to renew like every month, but it's every pay period month. So it's going to be different for everyone. And I checked and I only had like a few hours left because it was going to renew the next day. So I listened to Animal Farm. I remember starting it in high school, but I never finished it. And I also read 1984 in high school, but I don't remember. I understand like what it's about, but I don't remember reading it. And a lot of that is probably because my English teacher, when I was assigned that book, was also our football coach. And I don't remember like ever writing an essay in that class. I remember that I read House on Mango Street and like it really stuck with me. But all of our books were inside a larger textbook, and I don't even know like if we had to. I don't even think that he gave us like workbook paper, whatever, like a worksheet. I don't even think he gave us a worksheet that said to summarize chapter 1 through 3. I think he just like read the summarization of it that he had based on like how many chapters he told us to read, and was like, "Are we aligned? Good." And then moved on. Because he wasn't like a English teacher. He just, was like, I don't even think that he was the main dude for that class. I think that we didn't have an English teacher and he substituted, and then we got told that he was going to be teaching that class, and he did that for like half the semester or something. And then we had like substitutes the rest of it. It was shit, especially because English was probably my favorite subject because I had been forced to read for so long at a younger age because of my dyslexia and my writing. I'd forced to write essays when I was little and I loved it anyways. It's just like, dyslexia made it harder, but I was in like classes for it. So I loved it, and it just sucked that like it was always the one of the first ones to get like the fucking PE coach as a teacher, which like it's not their fault, but also like sometimes they care, and sometimes they're like, read this. Did you read it? Cool. Which is what I had. Because Animal Farm is so short and I only had a few hours like of reading and even less time I knew to actually read, because I would be like out and about and with kids and obviously busy. So I finished Animal Farm and then renewed the credits like the next day, and I was wanting to like have an auditory experience. So I chose Lights Out as my, which I believe that I read the summary. I just didn't remember it at all when I went into the book. I read the summary on like the one of the last episodes that I did. It's a dark romance, and I was not expecting, this sounds so stupid, but I wasn't expecting the amount of smut. The amount. I understand, like I've read Haunting and Hunting Adeline. Those were like two of my favorite books, but I was not expecting the amount of smut, because it like centered around it almost. Because in Haunting and Hunting Adeline, or let's just go into Haunting, the first book. Adeline is a author, and Zaid has like his own like work, a line of work that he has, right? So I really do feel like the characters had their own storylines that connected, and obviously like they're a romantic interest, but they weren't like centered around the romantic interest. They were like, they came to that from their own stuff, if that makes any sense. But in Lights Out, I really just didn't fall in love with the main character at all. To the contrary, I felt, which I guess he is like a main character, I fell in love with like the male interest, and because he's funny. Like, I heard that this book was funny. You okay? I rated it 4 stars on Goodreads because there's no like half star option. Because in my mind, this is a 3.5 star read because I was not there. Was like the plot, the storyline was like very, I don't know, like it was very plain, you know, very like not vanilla, but like it was predictable and it was like a basic story. It really did feel like a lot of it was just centered around the smut. The main character, no personality to me. And it's funny because it was like her personality is what, like, I don't know. I didn't relate. Like, I couldn't see myself in it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the best books are when you really connect with the main protagonist, especially if she's like your gender. I just couldn't do it. It was a little hard for me to get like romantically involved. And to be honest, I skipped over most, if not all, of the smut, just because, like, if it wasn't like important to the storyline, then I wasn't listening to it because I just didn't care for it. Like, I didn't really like the book part of the book. But the jokes were good. The story was good. It wasn't like stupid. You know what I mean? I'm being harsh. I feel like I'm being harsh. The story was fine. I wasn't like on the edge of my seat or completely like immersed into like their world, but I did like it. And the auditory experience was nice. And so I would recommend it, but I don't know if I would actually like purchase it as one of my Audible credits or anything, but I would listen to it. And I would also listen to it the way I did on like 1.4, 1.5 speed, because I tried to listen to it on one speed and that would have been a DNF right there. There's no way I would have been bored out of my mind. But 1.5 speed, I just feel like even for the way that the character spoke and their voice, it just made more sense to be at a 1.5. I'm on my second cup of coffee, so I hope all that made sense and wasn't just like rambling. But I rated it 4 stars because it is more of a 4 star than it was a 5 star. Like I wasn't like dreading it or I would have DNF'd it. But I just feel like it was kind of lacking. And like I said, I wasn't really there for the smut. I was there for like more of the stories and the characters. And so I don't know, I couldn't do it. Oh, also, I understand what dark romance is. However, I was not expecting the amount of smut in this book. The spice level was like, I saw somewhere that someone rated it 4 chili peppers. And I was like, well, if that's 4 chili peppers, what the fuck is 5 chili peppers? I was completely and utterly befuddled because I thought that would have been like a 5 chili pepper. Because there was one chapter that was like 40 minutes that started off smutty. Like the last chapter before that was starting off like leaning towards like, oh, this next chapter, something's gonna happen. So I knew the chapter was gonna start off smutty. The chapter also ended smutty, 40 minutes. So I was kept like pressing the 15, you know, like I was like pressing over and over. Nothing, there was no, it was all smut. 40 minutes. So I'm like, how is that 4? Other people have rated it 5. And as I'm like thinking of this, I just started following a few BookTok accounts and I see, because I've been posting bookish stuff myself and I want to like branch out towards that more because I am like a bookish girl. And if it's the one thing that I always want to talk about, why not? Anyways, I started following this girl. I'm gonna look up her tag right now, and I asked her to like send me this photo because she has a bookmark with the 1 through 5 chili peppers and like little bios on what would classify them. So I'm gonna go pull that up right now. Okay, her Instagram handle is Lazarus X Library. 1 chili pepper is clean and wholesome. No sex scenes or sexually explicit language. Often stories in Christian fiction. Okay, so now the 4 stars is actually making a little bit more sense if technically 1 is 0. Although I don't think that is like what would the rating would be on. I don't know. Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna listen to the bookmark and just keep going. 2 chili peppers, cute and sweet. Minimal sexual content. There may be some romantic interaction and kissing, mostly off-page sex scenes. Books focus mostly on building a strong emotional connection between the characters. Great for those new to romance novels or looking for something lighthearted. A lot of young adult novels hit this category. That's what I was thinking about, Hunger Games and The Cruel Prince, because that also is like, it's alluded to, or it's even said what it, that they did, but it's not like, three chili peppers, sensual and sexy. This level of heat includes some physical intimacy. There will be romantic interactions, kissing and making out, fade to black, FTB, sex scenes, more tender and romantic rather than graphic, perfect for those looking for some gentle romance. One, two, three, four. Obviously, because I just said three. Four, hot and steamy. Hot and heavy, these books tend to include more explicit sex content, sorry, scenes, and lots of passionate moments between the characters, lots of romantic interactions, kissing and making out. One or more on-page sex scenes, take a cold shower. And then we have five, extra spicy and scorching, commonly referred to as smut. That's what I'm saying, man. Frequent and graphic sexual content, as well as emotional charged interactions between the characters, tons of romantic interactions, kissing and making out, very detailed and or longer page sex scenes that include four letter anatomical turns or fetish, or three. Oh, like, okay. Call the fire department and buy a bag of ice. Sorry, I was like, I'm kind of blowing up this picture to read it. And so that last part made me laugh because I was like, call the fire department. I got tricked into reading a joke. So that would categorize this last book, Lights Out, then, as five chili peppers. That's what I'm like, maybe some people will just like, maybe their books are far more smuttier than that. And they think that one's more mild. And that's why they rated it four. I don't know. That's a little crazy to me. That's a lot for me. So five. I mean, yeah, that's what I rated it, as far as the chili peppers go. I can't believe I'm still on reading. I haven't finished Sense and Sensibility because there's so much banter to it that I honestly was like, am I going to DNF this book? But I don't want to do that to my girl Jane. So I was like, I'm just going to keep going. And I'm so glad I did because I'm at the end now and it has me on the edge of my seat. And I also Googled something that I should not have. And stupid fucking Google, that was mean. Google gave me more than I wanted to know. And I asked, first of all, I asked my Google assistant, and it wasn't like, it's never like a straightforward yes or no, or I don't know. It's always like, according to, and it'll like pull up some like forum, or like it'll go straight to like a website dedicated to Jane Austen. And then all of a sudden, I know way too much, and I have to like tell Google to shut up, but I couldn't. I kept listening. And so now I know more, and I wasn't. I mean, I still was like sitting, I was sat for like what was happening, but I was not like very shocked because I knew. And I'm more of like, it's just like confirming what I already know, but in a very beautiful, literate way. And so don't Google things that you're reading, but I will finish Sense and Sensibility today and most likely give it a 5-star. Because that's where I'm at right now. I'm also reading physically Down and Out in London, sorry, Down and Out in Paris and London by George Orwell. I have had this book on my bookshelf for years and I have not fully picked it up. I did have a bookmark in it, which means that I had apparently started reading it before. Don't remember that. So I just restarted it and I believe that George Orwell and Anthony Bourdain would very much have gotten along because they are just two peas in a pod to in not two peas in a pod. They are just different fonts of each other. Obviously, Anthony Bourdain knows of George Orwell, but he does not know of Anthony Bourdain. After finishing school, George Orwell like realizes that he's not really interacting with anyone above, or sorry, below his like social class, or really even above. And so he sets off to Paris and starts working as a dishwasher and becomes immersed in the lives of what he calls ordinary people, which sets off like a, I believe he had like a few published articles and Down and Out in Paris and London, of course, which is one of his books, talking about just the lives of ordinary people struggling with poverty in Paris and in London, then their lives that he is able to directly be a part of, and what am I trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like interact and immerse himself in as a dishwasher. I'm really enjoying it so far, and I do feel like it's going to be a 5-star read. I don't know. He's really reminding me of Bourdain, and I mean, I've always loved Orwell anyways. I just know that it's going to be a 5-star. That was reading. 20 minutes later, R. We're on to E now, eating. Like, I have been getting a little bit of an appetite back, I guess because the sun has come out, but the sun has fucking come out to 80 degrees. Don't want to talk about it because, you know, global warming's not real. It's 80 degrees in the middle of winter. Anyways, I've been eating sandwiches, like hot pressed sandwiches on sourdough. Sourdough, and I look, this is nothing new here, but it's just something that I always want, unless it's like really hot outside, and then we're going for like a cold chicken salad sandwich or something. Get sourdough, Munster cheese, just because I'm not, I don't know if I'm not really like a cheese. I like cheese. I don't know. But sandwiches, like, it has to be there, but also like I don't want it. I just Munster cheese is like the perfect cheese for a sandwich. Ham or salami. I got real tired of pepperoni real quick. Grill it up, and then I have been getting this Siete brand sun-dried tomato salsa, and I either like smear it on there first or after avocado, but I don't like avocado warm, so I put it on there like after, like I disassemble the grilled sandwich, put it on there, and then do that because I can't. I'm not like a big fan of like hot and cold touching, but I do like the avocado texture in the sandwich. That's what I've been eating, like on repeat without fail. Like, that's my lunch right now. He is for playing. We've been playing music, lots of Chappell Roan because it is the only thing that gets my baby to stop crying. If we're in the car and he's crying, Pink Pony Club without fail, every single time, stops crying. Bless you. Did you sneeze? Oh gosh. I just listened back to that, straight up sounded like a yes. Also playing, if we're talking about like physical activity, Mika has been into Ninja Turtles, which means that I have been Sensei Splinter, and just a Sensei Rat. I also have been wanting to like buy some Pokemon cards because he has been into Pokemon as well. Pokemon, just kidding. So possibly entering my Pokemon Sensei Rat, Sensei Splinter era. Actually, I'm already in the Sensei Splinter one, so now I'm a Pokemon trainer. We'll see where this goes. This is fun. This is like my childhood being repeated. The fun parts, not the other parts. Oh, obsessing. Recently, I had a juniper latte, juniper berry latte, and I don't think anything else has ever got, I don't know if anything else is ever going to come close to it. And that sucks because now I'm not enjoying coffee. I'm enjoying the coffee I'm making at home, but nowhere else is coming even close to what I had. So I'm going to have to find a way to make the syrup at home. And I think I ordered this. I'm not really sure because it was like a late night purchase. So I could have dreamt that I did. And it's been in my car. I believe that I just ordered an espresso stovetop maker, like the Italian coffee maker. Let me look up what it's actually called. It's called a moka pot. I've been obsessing over what recipes I can make at home, what syrups that I can make, and I hope that it tastes, I don't know. I have high expectations for this, so we'll see how it goes. I used to be a barista for like 4 years, and you just never forget. Never forget the trauma, never forget, honestly, the friends, because some of the friends that I've made baristaing have been my ride or dies, most of them. So from there, we're going to segue into O, which is, no wait, sorry, R, recommending. So I had this tea, which is the tea that my son gets whenever we go to this coffee shop. And it's like, I enjoy a London Fog, but this is like the non-caffeinated version that they do. And it's a red rooibos tea. Let me look at it because I know I found, I could have just asked them what tea they use for that, but I don't always have the words in me when I'm ordering coffee because I'm not typically awake. So I saw the can, the little tin it was in, and I Googled it. It's called Good Hope Vanilla, and it's from the Republic of Tea. Red Tea, Good Hope Vanilla. That's what they use. It's a, wait, this one says, oh, naturally caffeine free. Rooibos, is it rooibos or rooibos? Rooibos, right? Blended with vanilla bean. Really good tea. I don't know. It's just, I don't really know how to explain it. It's herbal and vanilla. It's really, I don't know. It's good. It's really good. And so he's obsessed, and I've been wanting to, as we all know here, I have my tea drawer, and I am trying to stock up on different types of tea. And so I will be getting this one. I'm just like, this one's gonna go by so fast. Just like our, I think it's Numi, 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 NU, I think MMI, tea. And I get their rooibos chai chi. There, it's caffeine free as well, and it is so delicious. I have, I think, one little sachet left, and so I'm gonna have to go pick up some more. I'm also looking at their aged Earl Grey tea because I'm just a huge Earl Grey fan. It's my favorite tea, and I usually like double up on tea bags when I make my London Fogs at home. So with it being aged, I feel like it's a lot bolder of a taste and a flavor. And so I'm going to try that out, and hopefully I enjoy that. I have talked about this before. Different caffeines will hit me differently. So I'll be used to drinking coffee and be good to go. And then I will have a cold brew and like the different brewing methods as well. Or I'll have a tea and I'll just be wired. This happens to me all the time with matcha, where I don't realize like why I'm so wide awake and it's 11 p.m. and it's because I had a like 20-ounce matcha at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're also a tea person, this rooibos tea is just like super good anyways. If it's rooibos and I'm saying rooibos, I'm pretty sure it's rooibos. But if I whatever. It's R-O-O. Hold on. I was trying to do it by memory. I don't want to be, I never want to be wrong, but I'm always wrong. Rooibos. It's a herbal tea. Really good. So red tea by the Republic of Tea. It's a little red can. Lastly, tea treating. Honestly, I've kind of been treating myself better. Anytime I have a negative thought pattern that I'm recognized, I immediately stop it and acknowledge that I had it and then realize that I don't have to have it. And then we move on. So I feel like I have been really good at catching negativity that I self-inflict. Also, I did treat myself to, I got some half-baked, my favorite Ben and Jerry's. I don't typically do ice cream that's dairy because it tears me the fuck up, but I did get some because I don't know, man, I really do like half-baked, the cookie dough and the brownie batter with the chocolate and vanilla. But it's super sweet. I don't typically do very sweet desserts. And so I ate like about, you're gonna fall down, buddy. Okay. I had one child who was scared to leave my hip, and I have another child who is trying to climb every Mount Everest. But I ate like a tenth of it. Like I ate way less than a fourth, and I was done. And it's also like extremely hard. You have to let it rest for a little bit to start eating. And I don't know. I like ice cream. Oh, and also I got a pimple like immediately. I'm still fighting to, and I don't break out often. So immediately got a pimple, still fighting with it. Have been leaving it alone and just using, I used a pimple patch and I ripped it off and it was completely clean to my dismay. Used another one. And it got a little bit of it out, and I've just been like putting them on it every day. But yeah, I just not a big like sweets person because I will break out. And I don't know if that's like part has to do with like the dairy in it as well, because I can't really, I'm lactose, like pretty lactose. I will eat cheese, but I don't know, it doesn't do the same thing that milk products do, like straight up like milk. You know what I mean? Anyways, that's what I've been treating myself to. That's the weekly report. I wanted to talk a little bit about my TBR. I'm very interested in reading romance right now. I've never really read anything that was specifically a romance novel. I've read like Avatar, which obviously has romantic elements and does kind of like center around that, but it's not a romance novel. It's a, what is it? Fantasy romance. And so romanticy. I also, Cruel Prince is like that. What am I also trying to think of? Dark romance stuff I've obviously read, but like I'm kind of like wondering if I would like it because of how much I enjoyed Normal People. But what I enjoyed most about Normal People was it's like coming to age aspect, because I think that's like, I like traveling books and I like character development where I just like when they go through like existential stuff. And so I'm wondering how much I am actually going to enjoy a romance novel that isn't necessarily like about someone realizing things about themselves or lives and just more of like following a romantic interest. Don't really, I'm interested to see how I would enjoy it. I know that there's a book coming out. I think it's, I keep seeing it because I follow, because I fall for the ads. Like anytime I get an ad, Instagram just really knows. I shouldn't be talking about this because now I'm going to get hit with all of them. They are really good at those cookie settings. And so the ads are pretty on point and I like them. I have to stop doing that because then I get more of them. I have to stop saving the ads because I know they switch up and I don't know why I do that when I get like an ad for like Free People and I'm like, oh, all of these like outfits hit because duh, they're curated to what I've been looking at on Free People's website. And so like they're outfits that I have saved on my in my cart or like on my favorites. And so obviously I'm going to like them, but I have to stop liking and saving the ads because if you go back to like your liked and saved posts, those are going to be there and they're going to be blank because they're not set up with like anything. They're just like popping up based on what you had and then they disappear. But when you save them, they're just like these blank photos. So you need to stop doing that because then I just it's working. But I've been liking the Book of the Month ads and right now they're promoting First Time Caller, which comes out on February 11th. I know nothing about it other than it's like says on air and it has a dude and a girl and a microphone. And I'm like, that was enough for me to be like, what's this? I don't know if I'm gonna like it. And I don't want to pre-order it because what if I don't like, I have plenty of time to read a romance, a romantic novel. A, what am I, what was I just saying? Romance. So they're pretty short. I have plenty of time to read one to see if it's something I'm going to like. I don't, I'm pretty sure. Oh, yes, this author has released other books, but they're like on theme for Christmas or like fall time. They're all like very themed. I just don't know if I'm going to like it. I was so excited to get this book, and it's also like a smuttier book. Not, I don't think it's categorized as dark. I think it's just like smuttier. It's Anna Hung. I don't know why I did the H like that. And it was Twisted Love from the Twisted series. It was not my cup of tea. I got it. I bought it. Went to Target and I was like searching around the book aisle. This girl was, I was like reading a bunch of them. I had seen that cover everywhere, and so I picked it up and started reading the back of it. She sees me holding it and she just like comes into me very, very nice and was just like, oh my gosh, like I really enjoyed this series and it's so good. I think she said it, she's like warning me that it was like pretty smutty and she said it was like darker. No, but that's fine. That was like her review on it, you know? And so I took it home and I was like, I shouldn't, I don't know if I should post about books before I read them, probably not, but I do remember that I posted to my story about it and I was like, oh, I'm so excited to read this. Embarrassed that I did that now because it was not, if it's your cup of tea, sick. Not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea. I hope that didn't sound like a fart. I just moved my foot and then it made it, whatever. Doesn't matter. I fart. I'm human, but I didn't just fart now. I need a co-host so someone can stop me from talking. Oh my God. Okay, so I didn't like it. I started reading it and I didn't like, again, I wasn't like falling in love with the female character, and I didn't like the way that there wasn't anything like left to be, like I just didn't, I felt like it was lacking in substance, and I didn't have anything to like really let my mind imagine. It was just kind of like, she's shy because she's shy. Oh, so she's shy. You know what I mean? Like, it was just very like point blank, and little was left to the imagination. I didn't feel like I was able to like fall or immerse myself or have like my own perception of the character. I just feel like I was told this is what's happening, and I just didn't like the writing style. So, anyways, I started listening to it because I had hours on my was it? I don't, hold on. Did I listen to this on Spotify? I know it was free. I looked it up on Audible and it was free on Audible. And so I just listened to it. Thankfully, it was free. And I don't even know if I n realized that I had credited hours at this time that I got it, or I would have probably listened to it on my Spotify. I feel like if there's a book that I'm not sure about, then I'll do that. Or if I just want to read like a whole bunch of shorter books, I'll do that, like I did with Animal Farm. Anyways, I listened to it. Oh, also, classics are like, for the most part, a lot of the classics are free on Audible if you have free, quote unquote, if you have like a subscription. So you don't have to buy credits or use one of your credits for a lot of them. So that's what I've been doing. Anyways, I started listening to it, and I am thankful that I did that because I wanted to DNF it many times. But because I was listening to it, I kept like just giving it more chances. And I'm glad that I finished it because now there's not like, I would have always felt like a, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's very hard for me to DNF a book. So I finished it probably like a, I don't know. Who am I again? Who am I to give stars out? I'm no Michelin man, but for books, one star is a one star read. One, two star. I feel like a one star read is when you want to give it a 0 star, but you want to leave a review, so you put the one star. So let's say two. Two star read. Next time I get a Target recommendation from a Target stranger, or next time I get a recommendation anywhere from a person who I don't follow and trust yet or know at all, I'm gonna ask for like their top five and then top five like music artist or something. I'm gonna ask them what they had for lunch. I don't know why that matters. I'm gonna ask questions. I'm gonna investigate a little bit because I was able to return it because it's Target, you know? And so I returned it and I got something else. What did I get? And oh, I got an Throne of Glass because I had been already reading it and I needed the next book up in the series. And so I just grabbed whatever one I was on. I think I'm on like, I just finished Queen of Shadows, but I'm taking a break. So, is Queen of Shadows the right? Anyways, I took a break. I'm ready to get back into it, but I know I'm gonna cry. I also have not read Assassin's Blade, which is the prequel, and so I just picked that up. So I'm probably getting into that. I do feel like I'm gonna finish Jane Austen this year. Austen, hey Google, how many books have Jane has Jane Austen written?
Jane Austen is the author of more than 60 books,
60.
including the first series,
Maybe not.
Pride and Prejudice,
60.
Dennis
My reading goal for the year was 80. If I read 60 books, I didn't. How did I not know? Are we including like published articles or something? I told Google to stop talking. So I don't know. 60 books. I'll look into that. I started Six of Crows, but I did not finish it because I was just kind of like trying to see what I wanted to read next. But I was also reading Throne of Glass at the same time. Just don't feel like I have the capacity to read more than one fantasy realm at the same time. And unfortunately, I do have quite a bit of books on my bookshelf that are not, that I have not read yet. I've read the back and the front, but I have not read quite a bit of them. But I am still in my classics era at the moment, so I probably will be finishing a few classics. I don't know about 60 because my reading goal is 80, so I'm not going to dedicate a year to one person. But that's where I'm at right now. It's been about 40 minutes of me rambling about food that I ate and books that I've read. So I think I'm going to cap it here and get some sunshine because now that it's out, I'm feeling a little bit less depressed and maybe a little bit more like our year is actually starting. So we'll see how my brain develops. It's done. It's done developing. I've actually stopped using it. I've just kind of been reusing the other memories and lessons that I've learned and recycling because I don't have any brain capacity right now, being a year postpartum almost. We'll see how, what the fuck am I talking about? All right, I will see you back next week. I hope you have a good day. I need a co-host. Goodbye.